am known as the Doctor, or at least a tenth part of him. Let me take you back in time 30 years, and I don't mean by going to Blackpool. I'm going to take you on a journey to witness the creation of one of the most peculiar creatures in the universe. Odder than the Ood, stranger than the Sycorax. This is the story of a Doctor Who fan.
This is the BBC, and Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf, in which a Doctor Who scarf gets eaten by some moths.
I suppose I'd better start by coming out of the closet. But my closet is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, because I am a Doctor Who fan. I was born to be a Doctor Who fan. I wasn't a strapping youth. I wasn't born with the macho gene, the confident gene, the sartorial elegance gene. Spindly arms, hay fever, and psoriasis. That's eczema for middle-class people. My cadaverous physique was wrapped in a skin that looked like a raspberry ripple, but with a slightly different kind of flake. So I wasn't confident, I wasn't strong, and I needed a hero. Because I didn't have a father figure. My dad vanished when I was 4. Not inside a blue police box. That would have been cool.
What do you mean you're not coming back? You've got 4 kids, for Christ's sake. Just come back and we can talk. Now, you listen to me. I can't manage 4 kids on my own. What do you think I am, Superwoman?
Now on BBC One, just to make Toby Haydock feel better, it's the latest adventure for Doctor Who, The Invisible Enemy, in which the Doctor encounters an enemy he can't see.
Oh, that theme still makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. Doctor Who was my one constant male presence. He was my hero. Not like any other hero on the box. I couldn't identify with any of them. They were perfect. They always bagged the girl.
Greetings, Sock, Focus, Alien, Female. Our mission is to seek out new life and new civilizations. This is what we in Earth call kissing.
Whereas the Doctor was above all that. Different. He didn't look like he'd spent all week in the gym. He didn't care about money. And his outfit suggested a certifiable haberdasher, sure, but a refreshing lack of ego. And he didn't take himself too seriously. He was a hero who stood up for the people, the dispossessed, the little man, you and me.
You know, the very powerful and the very stupid have one thing in common. They don't alter their views to fit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?